I just realized I may be making a mistake winding these coils. That may be one problem, but another problem is... See, I didn't do enough test on the core material. I tested it with a refrigerator magnet, but that's not enough. I also have to test to see whether or not it's powder core or whether it's solid core. Solid core is what I want. Powder core I want to stay away from. Because when you think about it, or when I think about it, when I analyze this, the waveform that I'm trying to create, most of the time the waveform does not exist in material existence. It only exists for a very moment, and I mean a moment. I don't even know how big a moment that is. It may be a quanta, if there's such a thing, of a quantum moment of time, of duration, twice each cycle. So once each half cycle, it appears, and then it quickly disappears. And it stays disappeared until the next half cycle comes around, and then it reappears for just a moment. And I don't even know how big a moment it is, how long the duration. Whatever it is, it's the minimum. Whatever nature requires as a minimum duration for existence to occur, that's how long it occurs. And so most of the time it doesn't exist. So we need a solid iron, if we're going to use an iron core, we need a solid iron core to remember what was put there throughout the remainder of the half cycle. God forbid, last thing we need is for it to forget. And a powder core is designed for AC circuits in which you are constantly applying a magnetic force. There is no let up, none. And so you don't want it to remember because it keeps changing. And if it remembered, it would keep resisting you as you keep changing what you're putting in, what you're trying to put into it. So it's completely opposite purpose, and it's a stumbling. There's so many technicalities, and I overlooked this. And an angel in the form of a human reminded me by asking me questions, and I remembered. So there's two tests you have to do to the iron core. One is to see that it's ferromagnetizable in the first place, and you can use a refrigerator magnet for that. The next thing you have to do is give it a few windings of copper wire and connect it up to a DC battery just for an instant, and take the disconnect the battery and then see if it has a magnetic field. Now, one way to test that is to put a compass to it and see if it's retained a magnetic field. If it's a linear-shaped coil, a tubular coil, then you look to see whether or not it has a north pole and distinguished from a south pole at the two ends of the tube. If it's a toroidal shape or a composition of multiple toroids, such as an E-transformer, you look to see whether or not the sidebar can hold together to the E part without falling off when you take away the DC current. Because if it remembered the magnetic field, it should hold together. And somebody sent me an E-shaped transformer with a sidebar, and he already had it wound, and he didn't get any results. That's why he sent me all the parts. And so I immediately thought to myself, well, wait a minute. Maybe I need to test this to see if it's suitable for a PMH, a perpetual motion holder experiment, popularized by Edward Leedskalnin. And sure enough, it did not hold together. The minute I took the DC current away, it fell apart. And in fact, it was friable. He didn't pack the stuff he sent me in bubble wrap, and several things broke, and a couple transformer cores were some of the things that broke apart. And when it breaks, boy, it puts powder everywhere. It's very friable stuff. So these are two tests we have to do. And I suspect nobody makes iron core transformers. We literally have to go back to square one and reinvent the wheel, so to speak, by reinventing transformer cores, by going and getting the suitable material that's made from solid cast iron, rebar, anything that's solid iron, that's not formed by way of compression of particles of iron. That's not going to work. So I need to go home and test the core, and if it's wrong, I've got to start all over again. And my God, I've got so many windings on that thing, I don't want to think about starting from scratch. Anyway, that's what I thought I'd let you in on. choice little juicy secret that can make a nightmare out of trying to wonder how come your over-unity build is not working. It could be any number of factors, and this was one I have overlooked.